Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. PG&E is in criminal court again, this time to fight charges it killed four Shasta County residents in a 2020 wildfire. KQED's Dan Brecky has more.
The company is facing four counts of manslaughter for its alleged role in starting the Zog fire near Redding. Shasta County prosecutors allege that the utility is criminally responsible because it failed to identify and remove a damaged tree that fell on power lines and sparked the fire. PG&E has pleaded not guilty and says failing to remove the tree does not amount to a crime. PG&E previously pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for starting the 2018 campfire in Butte County. I'm Dan Brecky, KQED News.
Weather uncertainty is here to stay, and California's flood response needs to adapt to storm variability as the climate changes. That's a key lesson from Stanford scientists who are looking at the state's recent parade of deadly storms. They say no two floods are alike, and Californians should anticipate a spectrum of different types. Stanford geophysicist Rosemary Knight.
This pattern of extreme droughts followed by extreme floods is likely to be closer to the norm going forward than we might like to think.
Knight says the state should capture the surplus water from such floods and envisions landowners redirecting water into aquifers below ground to help quench our next drought. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.